finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Dano gets hit by a car.
Again?
Costco guys get a TV show.
Toon Turf Roblox game will begin development.
Oh, Joe Kane gets married and makes a rap song.
Yes! A YouTuber will get arrested.
I've played these games before.
I've played these games before!
I knew
Welcome everyone.
I did it before.
Welcome everyone to the predictions episode. We're predicting 2025. What's going to happen? We have ideas. We have thoughts.
I will get arrested.
First one off the board.
Okay, but what for though?
Yeah.
Isn't tax evasion like the default for you?
Yeah, but that's boring. Yeah.
Manslaughter.
So that's so
manslaughter.
Vanilla.
Manslaughter.
Yeah, you're manslaughter sounds kind of hype.
This year, who would you kill? I think this year? You could choose someone.
Yeah.
Zach D Films, so I can steal his audience. Zach D Films, if you're watching this, that was a joke. Please don't make a short about me saying this kid from Houston, Texas is planning to murder me.
It's like the Tropius model from Pokemon Snap.
Oh, no.
I know exactly how I'd do it as well.
Like, you go to the modelersresource.com.
A dumbass kid from Texas.
I'm having deja vu because in my head I've thought of a very similar like parody Zach D film short because I do like Blender animations and stuff.
Yeah,
I've thought about like doing a parody Zach D films animation where it's like it's like casual like Zach D film short where someone's getting like brutally like tortured or something. But then, like, I like blow a hole in like the background and free him, and like do the torture on Zach D Films instead.
Dude,
I
feel like do that it. Be very funny.
Just do it, Bam. Honestly,
yeah, that's gas, bro. That's gas.
That's so funny. I gotta think about it more. Maybe I'll talk to you guys about that.
If you want, we can brainstorm this. This is gold.
I would love to. Sure.
Oh yeah, so a bunch of us made slideshows with our predictions. And I definitely didn't just make mine 5 minutes before we started.
Yeah, you guys.
I totally didn't do that.
All right, well, Johnny, since you're talking about yours, go ahead.
Sure.
Can you give me guys 1 second? Sorry, I was gonna. My door is in the wind. It's in the wind, God. Slamming constantly. It's gonna break.
Australia.
I'm going to take out your teeth one by one. Oh my god.
Yeah, this episode was very delayed. Everyone had to like go do different things at different
It's all because
times.
Of Bundan, the Australian.
I had to go record a short and then go back and then record this, extra lines for the short.
We're going to buy Australia and Canada now. We're going to buy both of them.
We're going to buy the whole thing.
Say goodbye to your free healthcare and stabbings. Unlucky. Now it'll be shootings.
And stabbings is kind of crazy.
Sorry.
We ready? We ready?
Kicked out.
Meow. I'm sorry. Predictions.
So, here are my predictions. Costco guys will do a pump and dump scheme.
What?
No! Johnny!
Yeah.
What?
No, it's funny.
Okay, maybe I should have went first. Johnny even went right after. Oh my god.
Why is that? Anna, why do you have such a reaction to that? Like
how I know pump and dump is like to have sex with someone and then leave.
What?
No! 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 No. 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 talking. They do a crypto scam.
It's a crypto scam. You pump all your money. You tell your fans to go buy the coin, and then you sell at the higher price.
It's what what the guy in Squid Game did to Thanos. That's what the guy.
He pumped and dumped it?
Wait, Thanos.
I haven't watched this.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened between the two when the lights went off. It's
Squid Game season 2. They pump and dumped.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not gonna watch it.
Okay. So I think the Costco guys will release Costco guy coin or Big Boom coin. They will not learn from Haley Walsh's sacrifice. I think the only reason they don't do it is because of Hawk coin. Hawk Tua coin. I think there is
a
possibility.
We're just saying words at this point, man. What's going on?
We live in a society.
Showing a World War II veteran what we're about to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, they saved this country, and they're about to be like, what is a Hawk Tua coin?
Speaking of World War II, Black Ops 2 is this year. It takes place in 2025. So all of Black Ops 2 is going to happen this year. We're going to get drones. Well, we already have the drones.
Exactly.
Everything happens in Black Ops 2 happens this year. Not that this game comes out. It's not like Black Ops 2 comes out again like Modern Warfare 2. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're going to get Black Ops 2. The story will happen for real in real life because it's based on historical events. They have a time machine.
I want to kiss Menendez on the mouth.
Switch 2. The Switch 2 will come out. The Switch 2 will come out. CDOT will buy it.
I don't know.
These are two things that will happen.
I will buy it. I will purchase this console.
I will also purchase the console. It is going to come out.
Mario Kart 9.
When it comes out, we will congratulate it. DaBaby comes back. This year, 2025 is the year that DaBaby will be back. He will say, "Let's go."
Let's go.
And he will apologize for being homophobic.
I believe it.
The Grinch will finally steal Christmas completely.
No.
This year, I've seen more Grinch merch than Santa merch. Next year, there's going to be no Santa at all. It's only going to be Grinch. He will completely steal Christmas. No Christmas. No Christmas next year.
What if instead of the Grinch, it goes like full Charlie Brown Christmas? What if we see a Switch?
We could see a Snoopy comeback. Snoopy has been on the rise. Mm-hmm. Snoopy could come back, but I think the Grinch will actually steal Christmas next holiday season.
All right.
Well, Dano gets hit by a car.
Again?
Are you saying his car hits another car?
I hope this happens.
I think any time that Dano is near a vehicle, there's a high likelihood of problems. So I think this one's pretty much set in stone.
I agree. Having being driven by Dano, I agree.
When we're all at VidCon, we need to like form a shield when we cross the road, dude.
Well, then we'll all get hit.
True.
So Dano will get hit by a car. He will be fine, but Riggy will have to give his arm to save Dano, and Riggy, that'll be like an arc.
And we'll be
there will be several shorts.
I got knee surgery? CDOT kills a man.
No way.
What?
CDOT.
Instead of me?
Pear joins a man, but I had something funnier later. CDOT kills a man. Because someone breaks CDOT's Switch 2. And CDOT goes whole hog.
He gets
4,000%. He takes revenge.
Yeah,
that will happen this year. He'll get away with it though. He'll get away with it. Completely.
You'll never know.
There will be no trace. Bundun gets another tattoo. He will get a different one on the other side. I don't know what it is, but he'll get one.
Okay.
It'll say use code pair.
Yes.
Dude, my tum-tum fat looks so weird in that photo. looks like a cheeseburger.
It is such a crazy like tilt that you're doing in this.
I don't know, man.
Nah, you look cute, bro. What is this?
Bam face reveal.
Where? How'd you get that picture? Hold on.
This is what Bam's face looks like. You're going to know very shortly. It will happen. At VidCon, somebody's going to take a picture of Bam unconsensually.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That is my prediction. That will happen.
Bam, that's fun.
Joe Kane commits tax fraud.
What?
Fraud.
Over me?
He does commit tax fraud by accident. Pear does it on purpose. Pear will do tax fraud on purpose, but
I can get away with it.
Joe gets caught for tax fraud. Pear joins the United States military.
Wait,
this is awesome. Yes.
Wait, huh? Again. W.
Hell yeah, dude. Do I get unlimited mats?
Yeah, you get they say crank 90s and you go.
Let's go, dude.
You get the purple heart for your service.
You get all the medallions.
The title of the video, I used code PEAR in real life.
I get a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I get like a girlfriend.
This is the positive one. That's
the
good.
Car crash image.
I believe she'll hit me with her car that Dano's in. And then we'll fall madly in love.
Do you like push Dano out of the way, but you still go both get hit? And then
yeah, no, I push Dano into the car and I go, like it's like the trolley problem, but like no one's gonna get hit unless I push Dano. Actually, no, C-Dot pushes Dano. That's how he kills a man.
Mm.
Okay.
There's a whole storyline going on. Dude, is this Shoso's season 5?
Yeah, this is the end times.
oh yeah.
And then the end times.
Ultimate ending.
Yeah.
That's so good. An image of California.
Wait, right are we
now?
Dying?
That's California right now.
Goodness.
It's already in. Dude, it's ahead of the curve. Dano. Ahead of the curve.
But yeah, that is my prediction so far for 2025. I think it's going to be pretty good
beautiful.
Overall. Pretty good overall.
It was beautiful.
Those are some great predictions, nice man. Yeah, I feel very bullish on all of them.
All right, who wants to go next?
That was pretty good.
How about we see your presentation, Pear?
I can go next.
Yes. See, you have a slideshow.
I do.
You got to see that, maybe.
2025 predictions.
It. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Whoa. Oh, All right. So here we go, guys. No, I need
I'm a big fan of this.
You won't be able to see something at the top. Let me just... boop. There we go. Okay, we got the 2025 predictions. Here we go. Prediction one, the Switch 2 will release, guys. All right.
Oh,
I bet none of us saw this coming. All right. It's going to release. All right. Number two, GTA 6 will release, but the launch will be almost exactly like Cyberpunk 2077.
Ooh. Yeah, I can see
where it will run awful on all consoles, but it'll be all right on PC. All right. It'll still win Game of the Year, though, because the PC version will be fine, probably.
But it won't come out, though, on PC.
Yeah, it'll
be it's not coming out on PC?
No.
I thought it was coming out on PC at launch.
No, it takes a year, because they're evil.
Because that's Rockstar, baby.
But maybe they changed it, and C-Dot's right. C-Dot predicts it correctly. So...
That's true.
Yeah, because, I mean, all I'm saying is I think that's going to happen. All right. Next up, a live stream on YouTube will reach over 10 million viewers. Or not
like
not on, on YouTube, but on any platform. 10 million concurrent viewers. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know what it's going to be about. I don't know
Shorts
when it's going to happen.
Season 4.
True. Actually, you're spitting. Right? It's going to reach over 10 million. I looked. I think the highest someone's ever gotten was 8 million or something like that. Someone crazy.
I show speed, right? Or no?
I don't know who.
Ninja Fortnite streaming
maybe,
with Drake.
But it's going to over 10 million, all right?
Do you know what
next
it is?
Next up.
I'm calling it. Mm-hmm. It's GTA 6. They do a live stream and
like live
it gets
stream
10
marathon
million viewers.
Or something? Could happen. Next up, the Zelda live-action movie will get a small teaser. It'll be Link standing in a field, and people will be so mad at it for no reason whatsoever. All right.
I like that.
It's going to be that shot. It's going to be that shot right there. He's going to be standing on a rock looking at stuff. And people are going to be pissed. Yeah. All right.
I see that. That's a great prediction.
All right. People are going to be pissed. All right. Because yet again, I am Link in the live action Zelda movie. So I'm going to be really sad when people hate on my thing.
This is unfair. This isn't a prediction. You know this is happening.
That's just real.
All right. Next up. A random unexplained astrological event.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big
will happen somewhere in space. We don't know what it is. It's something's gonna happen.
Getting hit.
Something's gonna happen. All right. Next prediction. Beast Games will get renewed for a second season.
No way. I don't.
Oh no. Oh no,
dude. Okay, it's kind of good. It's like not from a production standpoint, but like I've been watching it. It's kind of good.
Is it a fun watch or a good watch?
It's a fun watch. That's real. It's a fun Squid Game. Squid Game season 2 is better than Beast Game.
Okay.
All right. I can't wait to see Johnny, another 2,000 people cry on camera.
Beast Games before we go. Beast Games rated out of 10. I want to know.
Because I've only seen like a little bit of it, but
seven.
That's pretty good, bro.
That's the safe pick, Johnny. I see what
Just because it's like crazy. But I'm like, I feel bad for these people that are like crying that don't get money now that have been here for 3 days.
I mean, crazy. Yeah.
All right, next prediction. The PS5 will gain one major AAA exclusive game.
Okay.
Probably the least likely prediction so far, but you never know. You never know. It could happen. It could happen.
What genre? So you don't have a guess. I want you to just have a gut guess.
You know what I think would be really cool? If it's a hero shooter that took 8 years to make and like $400 million or something, I think that would be pretty cool. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Persona 6. Persona 6 is PS5 exclusive. Imagine.
No. Atlas wouldn't do that. They're too smart for that, I think. All right. And this is not going to be on PC. It's just going to be exclusively PS5. All right. Next prediction. Nintendo will release a streaming service. All right. It'll be part of Switch Online. You can watch the Mario movie, and I don't know, like maybe they'll put out like a Xenoblade anime or something like that. All right. They'll have Kirby right back at you. And oh, God. Oh, God. All right. It's going to be something.
Well, they could have all the Pokemon on there.
Yeah, you could have all the Pokemon on there. You never know. The Super Mario Brothers Super Show, dude.
That's the Zelda show from like the 80s.
Well, excuse me, princess. There we go. All right, next prediction. Sony will then put out a streaming service. All right, exact same thing, and it's a part
that makes
two.
More sense though. That makes more. It sense makes more they, sense. They like make movies.
And now we have our final prediction. Like all right,
show coming out,
and I wouldn't be surprised if this also ties in to the Sony streaming service prediction. All right. Costco guys get a TV show. They get a TV show.
Ooh.
All right. It's going to be called...
What would it be called?
I don't know. I think it might be just called like Boom TV. You know?
It's a whole channel.
It's a whole channel. It's a whole TV channel, actually. Yeah. It's Boom TV. That's what happens. All right.
I would turn into Boom TV every single
day. Those are my predictions. What do we think?
The Rizzler has a game show. Predictions.
Even that image of Jimmy Fallon was so funny. His face.
Thank you, C-Dot. Thank you, C-Dot. Good predictions.
Well done,
W. I could go next.
All right, let's see it.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. I'm really hoping and praying that this works and that I've set this up right.
I hope you've taken us to some virtual space.
Crazy transition. No! Is that a stinger transition?
Yo! What?
That's my... Yeah.
Yes,
my man. It's my predictions. Here we go.
I'm just so ready.
Discord up on my other monitor.
I'm locked
in. See what I'm doing. All right. So my 2025 predictions. I've got three topics and a couple predictions surrounding each topic, okay?
Okay.
Gotcha.
So, okay.
Prediction one.
The transitions are so much, man. They're so extra.
Here we go. Right, so this one is less of a prediction, or the topic anyway. The topic is that Toontuff becomes real. Now we all know this is an inevitability, right? But here's the actual.
It's gotta get clarification. When you say Toontuff becomes real, as it comes out, or everything that happens in the series becomes real life?
No, oh, no. I mean, hey, who knows?
I was going to say that too.
It gets released. It gets released. Yeah. Toontuff comes out.
Okay.
And
all right.
Very, very important is my first prediction. Dano becomes a multi-millionaire from merch sales alone,
sure.
Which is big.
I can see it.
Right.
Yep.
But this is Dano's like babies. Dano's vision. I don't think multi-millions is enough. For what he's got in mind for Toontuff, right? I've spoken to him about Toontuff a lot, and that's not what it's going to take. So, same year, 2025, I predict that the Toontuff Roblox game will begin development.
I'm not working on that.
Dude, see, when you see that Toontuff money, I don't know.
Okay,
man.
You make a fair point.
When I get my code, I'll promote and say use code Bundun in the Toontuff item shop, dude.
ten Toontuff $1 billion. I hate it because I know exactly how to work with like those 2D sprites in the Paper Mario style. I'm not doing it.
Exactly.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Exactly.
Get out of my head. No, get out of my head.
I think it'll be enticing, dude. It will be. But anyway, right? So with all this merch, all this like Roblox games money coming in. That money's got to go somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. And I've been speaking to Dano. I spent a lot of time at his house, like picking apart his brain. And I think I can predict where all that money is going to go. And it is going to go into Chris Pratt. He will secure a lead role on the show by the end of the year.
I can see it.
When episode 2 comes out.
That's also a prediction. Ready? Double wait for it. Report. Chris Pratt is going to be the lead voice of the Bam Goomba character. Riggy. Riggy. Chris Pratt will voice Riggy. All right, so we have Emmett, Lego Movie, Mario, Riggy.
Riggy. And Garfield. Very true. All right.
I'm ready.
So these predictions are all about AI.
Oh.
Everybody's favorite topic to talk about. So I predict in the year of 2025, AI will be able to generate full big time, big shot, major motion picture Marvel movies. I think you're going to be able to just type up a sentence and you get like a full 3-hour length feature film. Right? Yep.
Holy
That's where I think it's going to be at. And yep. you're going to be the Will Smith eating spaghetti superhero movie. Anyway, YouTube will release a new feature that generates a reaction webcam of your favorite content creator that reacts to any video you want.
That's actually kind of funny, though. This. You can actually do that now with just a PNG of XQC. It's about the same.
Right?
Just, I feel this like... is all you do. You just you know what I mean?
True. But yeah, so I feel like there's a lot of money to be made because reaction content is very addicting, and YouTube will be like,
"We gotta react to TikTok guys on the channel." Like we've been holding ourselves back.
Very true.
I think there's a YouTuber who has made that.
And yeah, Quibble Cop. He's ahead of the curve, man. I've been saying.
I know what you mean. I'm forgetting.
There's a guy who does it as a meme. He puts in the he's actually there in the corner. He has like a little reaction AI guy. It's like
Jack's Films.
Jack Films, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I love that. I love that bit. It's so fun. All right. And the last big AI prediction. This one's a big one. I believe that 10% of the population will be in a committed relationship with a chatbot.
10%?
I think that's true. Listen, there's a lot of people that converse with these chatbots. If you look at the numbers, it's very concerning.
I don't.
This is the way the world's headed. Okay.
That's the scariest thing you've said in my entire life. Yeah.
No. This one actually crosses with one of my predictions. Getting a girlfriend. It will be the chatbot.
The chatbot. Yeah.
I can't believe Johnny is in a committed relationship with Cortana.
Dude, who wouldn't want to be? Anyway. Prediction 3.
All right.
This one is about the wonderful world, Minecraft. Oh. With Minecraft, we all know that most of the 2020 era Minecraft YouTubers are washed. They're all washed. they're all like out with the old, in with the new. That's what I say, right? Because a Minecraft resurgence is due, as we know.
We need another worldwide virus, is what I'm hearing.
So I,
yes.
listen. I'm just making predictions. Those predictions. I don't know. That's up to like the world. But anyway, I think a Minecraft resurgence is due. So, who's gonna bring it back? I don't know.
I know who.
I'm just putting ideas out there. I don't know. But
also,
like,
Hightail is going guys to craft. Costco guys craft.
Costco guys. Okay, oh, let's not manifest things we don't want. Okay.
What about the project that we should be
I think
working
a certain,
on?
I think a certain
we
project.
There is a certain project.
We're not making artificial deadlines with ourselves, like with Schwartz Wars, and then we're just now not living up to them. All right, we have no deadline, so we can just work on.
We have a deadline of 2025. All right.
Rumble Pack Minecraft will happen this year.
Oh, don't get your hopes up, Johnny.
Anyway, yeah, those are my predictions. Yay. Thank you for listening.
Let's go.
Hold on.
10 out of 10.
Thank you. Yippee. Thank you.
Those were good predictions.
Oh, yeah. Never get to use that transition.
The transition's so sexy, dude.
I like that. I like this thing. I got to make a new one. Mine's outdated. I've used it for years.
Just hire someone to make one.
I can make it myself. Don't worry. I'm gamer.
All right.
Wait. My scene transition is like really realistic. Check this out, dude.
Yeah.
Just leave. Wait.
Wait.
Imagine.
That's crazy. The transition just happened. It just happened there.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. But... Sorry. I just noticed a pitbull thing in the back.
Now it's the scene where I have a drink.
Oh, wow.
The what?
Insane.
The what?
That's crazy.
They call him the what?
Dude, you need to tell me about that technology, dude. I want to learn.
It's AI.
That's magical.
All right, should I go?
I gotta get on that.
Mine's just as prepared
as Bam's. Let's see what you got.
Yes.
All right.
Boom. Look at that transition. How about that?
Now, is there all this time?
Okay, so mine, I'm going to do similar as Johnny. I'm going to just do like each person. I got a prediction for everyone individually. First one. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Okay, C-Dot gets a new dog, and he names it something related to Nintendo or Sigmund Freud.
My dog's already named Link.
But you get a new dog.
Oh.
Another one.
And it's going to be named something related to Nintendo or Sigmund Freud. Take your pick.
What's some Sigmund Freud-esque names?
Could be combined. Right now.
I can't believe I'm going to get a new dog named Douglas James Falcon, dude.
Okay, next one. Pear makes a Roblox video and it becomes his biggest video. But he will start questioning himself, being like, I should become a Roblox content creator, but then also refuse and have this kind of battle with himself.
It's the Green Goblin mask.
Yeah. I
also wrote Bam face reveals, and he starts making content with his face and gets a million subs, and he looks like this.
Hell yeah, that's what I look like. Okay.
Yeah.
I see. You know that's real. You know that's real because Bundan has seen me in real life. So.
Yeah, I know.
Is that a member of FaZe?
Yeah, I don't know. I looked up Bam face reveal on Google, and that's what came up. That made me laugh.
There's a way better image that comes up if you search up Bam face reveal.
Really?
There's a way better image.
I'm
giving
this a search.
It's the first one. I'm pretty sure it's JC Backfire.
Because I will send it into general.
I'll send it in the chat.
I see the Bam plushie. Ayo. Nice. I see the Boss Shorts Wars. That's good. That's a good one.
I put it in general. This is the image that comes up for me, at least.
What?
No, I do not see that.
This looks like a regular dude you'd see on the street.
Is that the guy you edited for?
It's the facial reveal. Yeah, one of many, yeah.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Okay, what's next? It's crazy that Johnny and I are kind of similar. What was my next one? Yeah, I said Johnny gets this tattoo. Or something. Or
well,
something's
your cam's blocking. Your cam's blocking.
Your cam's covering.
Oh, okay. Do the reveal. Do the reveal.
Ready? He gets
reveal
this tattoo or something spherical. I just got a vibe.
Okay. Okay.
What's crazy? Hank Hill as a Christmas ornament? What?
I think it's Tank Hill as the Berserk necklace from Berserk the anime and manga.
Oh, isn't that thing like cause the eclipse or something?
Yeah. I just got a vibe. Or something spherical. I don't know what else spherical, but you're getting some of that.
Dude, I just need that in real life. Like,
I have a couple ideas.
Okay, what's next? I forgot. Oh, Joe Kane gets married and makes a rap song.
Mm. What?
Okay.
I see it.
The rap song is what gets him he snitches on himself for tax evasion in the rap song.
Or connected.
And then Toon Surf episode 2 before GTA 6 is my call.
That is ambitious.
Key episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I can here,
and then here are my speed run of what will happen as well this year. The king dies. AI gets better, but it falls off. People really hate it, and people start wanting authentic content. T posing as a meme comes back. Riot Games announces the MMO. Let me up here. And Toon Turf gets an IMDb score of 8.3.
Pretty realistic stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's it. That's my 2025 predictions, guys.
Wait, that's it.
Yeah.
I can see.
Thank you.
I can see T posing coming back, but like in a. Let's try to make the world like a video game skit videos, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's glitches and people just go A-posing, or I guess T-posing.
Yeah, I feel like it might relate with the AI falling off point there. It like becomes a TikTok trend because AI falls off. Anyway, there you go.
It's very good. It's very good.
Wait, so am I the last one?
Mm-hmm.
I do have a slideshow ready.
All right, Per, let's see it.
A beautiful presentation.
I'm ready.
Let's see it.
Are you guys ready? These are my 2025 predictions, okay? And I am extremely confident in all of them. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so ready.
Here we go.
Crazy.
Ooh. Rumble Pack will hit 1 million subscribers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You guys, look in the lower left. If you're watching this.
I'm going to go on a limb, Pear. And say everyone on Rumble Pack, me and Bam, we're also gonna hit 1 million subscribers.
Correct.
There's gonna be an M by every single channel name on the Rumble Pack channel. That's what's gonna happen.
Dude, that would be awesome.
Not until I unlock college though.
So if you're not subscribed, if you're not subscribed for some reason, just subscribe, help us out. But this is easy. We all knew this was gonna happen. Next one though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I am actually going to say this. GTA 6. Will not live up to the hype.
Are we allowed to show that image at the top?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a Genshin character or something?
I think it says Genshin on
it. Oh, how did that get there? What the hell?
Fair, but we're in the same boat. We're in the same boat.
I don't think it lives up to the hype.
I think
I really don't. I think it's going to be a good game. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a good game, and I think it will win Game of the Year, but people are expecting it to be the greatest game of all time, and I don't think it will be. I think it'll have a lower critic score than GTA 5.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
I mean, after all, what, it's been like 10 years, right?
When did you hold
on? Yeah, they've taken out so long that it's like, it's hard to, how do you match that? Like,
it's
what
like
do you, how do you,
it's going to happen with Silksong too.
Like, what can you do at this point?
Yeah, but just GTA 5 was released in 2013. It's going to be 12 years old.
I feel like the most opposite, I think most people expecting it doesn't live up to the hype, but they're hyped for it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like no one can see the world where it goes insane. Like, I can't see that world. I don't know. That it just is the most insane game of all time.
I think it's just going to be a basic 8.5 out of 10 game, personally.
But
imagine if it's a 10 game, though. How insane that'll be.
This is... I do think Apple Ring will come out. Apple will make a smart ring, just like all their other useless products.
Dude, actually, I really agree with this. I really agree with this because it could link to the headset, right? And that could be the controller.
And like, you know what? I would actually consider buying this, but like, use code PAIR.
If you propose with the Apple Ring, then you're also proposing to Apple, the company.
Yes.
So you're... Your marriage, like part of the like marriage license, is you have to have an iPhone forever now.
Yeah, and you also and you also have to permanently pay for like 30 gigs of cloud storage.
Mm. If Apple made a ring, someone is proposing with it. I think she's saying no though.
I think this is very possible because smart rings exist. You know, it's just like, when is Apple gonna hop on the trend? You know. All right, my next one though, is it a hot take? Shorts RPM goes up for everyone.
This is big. Mm-hmm. This
more
is big.
Money for everyone. So let me dumb this down to the viewers who don't know what RPM is. Basically, we're getting paid more this year than last year when it comes to shorts, and I think it's going to go up like this year again. I mean, what I'm trying to say is we got paid more in 2024 for shorts than we did in 2023 for shorts.
Yeah,
I think in 2025.
I have an example pair.
Hold up.
Okay.
I think in 2025, it's going to go up even more. And I think it's because YouTube, they don't really care about live stream right now. They just care about eating the market cap of TikTok. And I think RPM can hit like 30 cents.
RPM is like, for people who don't know, views, how much money you get paid for like, per view, pretty much.
Yeah.
One per thousand views.
I first did like the Zelda-thon thing in January of 2023. I think Shorts RPM was at 9 or 10 Canadian cents.
Yes.
Right? Now... Yeah. It's, I think, in January, 2 years, it's like 21, 22 cents something. In December, for me, it was like 32 cents or something crazy like that, right? So
yeah, I think it'll hit
it's
like
been
30,
going up.
40.
Also, what the f*** is that Zach D. Films screenshot?
I don't know.
Is that really that guy's mouth?
It was like, is it possible to, does gum actually stay in your stomach for 80 years or whatever?
Well, why does his mouth look like that? It's about
I don't know, dude. Who cares? Next one. Okay. Wait, what the f*** is this?
No.
Okay, hold up.
Hydration.
Okay, two more Kai/Speed/Quesos will spawn. What I mean by this, and like genuine streamers who are doing it for the love of the game, you know, like obviously like they're gonna make their money, but like they seem like they're having fun, and they seem mostly honest. You know, they're just having fun. They're being funny. I'm not talking about like any creators who are already doing it right now, and I think they're going to be young. And I think it's part of nature, you know. Like every year, there's like a couple people that blow up.
Can I add to your predictions?
Yeah,
I reckon it will be one of us. Like, and so like one of us will ascend to like that like mainstream like creator.
That would be fun.
I think it's Pear. I think it's Pear.
It's just one of us. That's it.
It's just one.
You think it's me?
I don't know who it is, but then we become like AMP and we milk off you and we get the million stuff.
Is it possible?
We'll be the Sidemen, you'll be KSI Pear.
Yeah.
John, you think it's me? Do you think it's possible though, as like a PNG tuber? Can I break that barrier?
I mean,
yeah,
Dream
Mouse,
was huge without anything. Yeah. Iron Mouse.
That's true. I'm going to try.
We'll see.
All right, next one. Was this a hot take? Yes! A YouTuber will get arrested.
Also,
I'm,
Paris.
I'm serious about this.
also
this,
Paris.
This could, this could be me. I feel.
But I think, like, genuinely, like, a YouTuber will kill someone or commit, like, massive tax fraud or, like, you know, just, like, do something very...
These are both in the predictions.
I think Mr. Beast, YouTuber, Mr. Beast, like, the Mr. Beast lawsuit, like, goes through and he gets taken down.
How big of a YouTuber? I'd say, like, 2 million up. Okay.
Like a pretty big like creator, like relevancy. Not just like random 100k Andy who just like killed someone.
Yeah, like, was, like you popular. Go to the street, you go to the street and or you ask someone in your college or school, be like, yo, you see that new video or you heard of this guy? And they're like, oh yeah.
It's Vex Bolts.
Something like that.
Vex Bolts kills a man.
Bro, that would be crazy.
He's like, you thought you could leave me in 2024? Stabs.
What? Christ. You egg and then stabs.
And yeah,
I love Shakespeare.
You thank you guys for the allowing me to
did you just like download a template of like a water bottle presentation?
Yes.
Okay. Clarify that.
It's good.
My plumber called.
I think
plumber.
Wait.
Plumber, wait. Yo,
get your phone on the pod.
I don't know he's gonna come. I'm gonna
right now we're trying.
He's got to. He's got to.
Bundun's pipes right now are being plumbed, so we're trying to get Bundun's plumber on the podcast. I don't know if it'll happen, but I think that's a top 5 moment already. If
dude,
we
that's
get
a free short. That's a short.
That's a free podcast guest. What do you mean?
It takes
hell yeah, dude!
The first, the third guest on our podcast.
Oh, sorry. Predictions. All right. 2025 predictions. Guests on the podcast. All right. What's happening?
Ooh.
What do you guys think?
Bundun's plumber. Okay. Number one. Bundun's plumber.
Bro. I've talked to Sambucha. He said he would be down to do like a game night. So that's a leak.
Okay.
So expect that this year.
We easy get Dejus.
Yeah, dude. We got to do Dejus before, dude. Like, Dejus is. He's in our dude. He's on our shared audience tab, like number two. I think DJ shares more of his audience with Rumble Pack than Royal Pear does. Like it's.
Yeah, hold on,
we gotta get DJ.
Really I'm checking the audience tab on. Right now. All right, guys, we need to get Dano on the podcast, guys.
We need to get Dano.
I've been saying this.
We get Proto. When's Riggy coming Proto on the podcast?
Proto would
I would
nice.
I would love to have Proto on.
I'm six
dude.
On the related channels. What?
Ooh, if we could get Rad Flipnote, that would be fun. That would be a good we could ask him
real
questions. Yeah, I feel like that's he's we probably have some shared audience, but he's also far away to where like it would be interesting enough to like just ask him some questions. Like, bro, how do you do this? Like, what's your process? That I've kind of wanted to ask him. Mm-hmm.
All right, but
let's go gambling.
Yeah. No plumber, sorry. He had to
All right.
He had to go to his next place.
Every Wednesday,
unlucky.
Pipes got a burst. Pipes got a burst, Bundun. Every Wednesday.
Yeah, break a new pipe until your plumber joins the pond.
Like, could you come over? Oh, I need some help.
My 2025 goal. A Rubble Pack is to get a plumber to come onto the to the podcast and say and just say one word and it's ticked off my New Year's resolution goal.
Can that one word just be plumber? He's going to the box, goes to the mic, plumber.
Alright, done. Put that on the list.
That's so funny. Bundun, who do you want as a guest on the podcast in 2025, or who do you think we'll get?
Oh my god. Okay. For some reason, I reckon we get someone from Colin and Samir, and we get Samir.
Ooh.
just a vibe.
We only get half of them.
Yeah.
We only get Samir.
Yo, we're here with Ann Samir.
who else did you guys say?
Funny.
Sorry, I missed it. Guys,
I said Sambucha.
DJs.
Yeah.
Proto, yeah.
Some more short staples.
We could probably get Radukins too.
Actually,
short streaming.
Sorry, scrap Samir. Sorry, Samir, bro. You're not coming on. I'm feeling Jenny Hoyos.
Who?
Oh.
Do you know who Jenny Hoyos is?
Yeah, wait, the shorts yeah. meta queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to refresh it. I need to refresh it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah.
She kind of put she used to make like shorts about like how to get free food and stuff, and then she changed her niche to like just do like broad content.
Yeah, brain rot.
Kind of like
she went more brain rot.
Yeah, you know, just yeah, more brain rot.
Which is kind of sad.
Which I'm not a fan of. I liked her more honest content.
But that's
more.
Why it'd be great to have her on, because like I want to ask her these questions. Why brain rotify for a larger audience? Maybe she has a reason.
I mean, like, bro, like I think any one of us could brain rotify our audience and like get more views, but it's just not worth. Nah, but see, like, you have your own editing style, you know, like.
That's not brain rot. Like C-Dot. It's like different.
C-Dot, you aren't doing meta. You aren't doing meta. Like you're asking people to subscribe in the first 5 seconds. Like it's obvious you're not really like sweating. You know, like you're not begging for attention. You're just having your own fun thing.
Dude, could be a
yours thing. Is more individual. Yeah.
There we go.
The problem is like, don't subscribe. I'm one subscriber away from shit. My pants, and you know, like,
and then you know, it's like, I might do that.
And then you know,
at the end of the short, at the end of the short, I'm like, no, please don't subscribe.
Please don't make a video. Like, please, I'm about to shoot.
Wait, Pear, can you please make that video?
I think I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna be like, I am now 1,000 subscribers away from my pants.
Dude, can we make that a Rumble Pack short?
We oh my god, we still have to make that big please. Collaboration short we were talking about.
Oh, dude, we do.
Oh,
we
yeah,
do.
True.
We gotta do so much for Rumble Pack.
Also, hint, the other big thing in 2025, the multi-channel marathon on Twitch, maybe.
Yes.
Perchance. Oh, guys, here, I want to show, or not show, because I'm doing Kirby's right now, but for 2025, before the Switch 2 releases, I'm going to do a marathon playing a bunch of Switch games from every year of the console's life. It's going to be a huge stream. Get ready
for
it.
You know, you gotta start with ARMS.
Dude, of course.
100% ARMS. I don't want to hear back from you until ARMS is done.
Dude, they kept updating that game for like ages. Like ages for some reason. It has like double the roster than it did at launch. And I'm like, why? Why would you update ARMS of all games? Goodness gracious.
Because they know what they have. They're like, come on, people are going to play ARMS if we add another guy. That's what's missing.
Can we do an ARMS tournament? I'm being so real right now.
An ARMS tournament?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
What's
ARMS tournament? All right.
What's ARMS? I don't even know.
Exactly.
Min Min in Smash Bros, the game she's from.
It's okay. They're going to make an ARMS. They're going to make an ARMS 2 for the Switch 2. Don't worry.
Yeah, dude, there's been so many Switch 2 leaks recently. Like, you're going to be able to use the dude, Joy-Con no, they're gonna as a make, mouse, dude.
They're going to make legs, bro.
Oh,
for real.
Dude, I would sweat legs out. I mean.
It's a kickboxing
like
game.
Yeah, you put the Joy-Cons, like, on your... Like one on your leg.
Well, you do what they did for Ring Fit. We had the leg
this.
Strap.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, dude, I gotta bring this up. Bam! I got my Quest 3 in the mail, and I've been playing it. So I've been having a ton of fun in the metaverse, bro.
What do you mean in the metaverse? Like, have you made an avatar and like a house and like you live next to like Snoop Dogg or some shit?
I made an avatar, but like I'm talking about like, just like in VR, man. It feels so weird. Yeah. So I haven't put the hours into any like into mini games, but I bought Contractors. I want to like learn how to get the COD maps. I bought there's this game. Oh, it's called Trombone Champ.
Dude,
you can play trombone
champ?
In VR. So
fire.
Fun. I bought Super Hot VR just because you gotta buy Super
you
Hot.
You gotta buy
Classic.
Super Hot. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, that was fun. And then, bro, there's this NFL game where you can be like a football player.
No, man.
I bought
you gotta
it.
Stop. This is so
no,
bad for you.
No,
you're ruining your content,
this,
man.
This has actually been the most fun out of all of them. I got my dad to play. First off, I got him to play Contractors. Dude, when he had a zombie in front of him, he actually, like, jumped. He got scared. he ripped it off. He's like, what the f-? It felt so real to him, dude. Like, I forget that, like, you know, I'm not panicking because, like, I know it's fake, but he's like, he thought it was real.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just,
dude,
so,
I put my mom
dude.
In Super Hot, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever done.
You know, there's one game. I have it on here. It's called Richie's Plank Experience.
Yes. I wanted to get that.
It's just, you go into an elevator, you hit a button, well, there's other modes too, but you hit a button, it says plank, and then it just opens up. It's just like a small little plank, probably like this big. And you just walk off.
Yeah, so what I wanted to do was put like a 2x4 piece of wood
and
on
actually,
like
it
the
has
rug.
Options to calibrate, like you can set how big the plank
and I wanted to do that with my family. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like,
that's
I
so
hate
sick.
Heights, but like I know it's fake.
Yeah, I also
but
have
like I wanted to like push my brother
having
off.
The pl-
or
no,
I have
no,
Five
having
Nights
plank
at Freddy's.
There,
like
I swear
VR.
It'll make all the difference.
I have Five Nights at Freddy's VR. I've never played it. I exclusively put other people into it. And record them.
Oh, it is. Snap VR is one of the funniest party tricks that you can pull out because the reactions people will have is so funny because they're like trying because it's a management game. That's why FNAF works. Yeah. So like they're just like hitting the buttons like Chica's right there, man. He's right there.
Yeah. Bam, I gotta talk to you about how to set up, like, or I guess I could just go on YouTube, like Minecraft VR. I'm pretty excited to try that out.
Oh, we should all play it because we all have. You know what I mean?
Dude, that's
the marathon.
I'm entirely down for this.
That's the
VR
marathon.
I would not recommend.
Battery lasts like 2 hours. That's like the flaw of the quest. That's what I've realized.
Yeah, you just get the core.
Have you got, wait. Yeah. Have you got like a. Like. The third-party straps and stuff. You can get, like, hot-swappable battery packs for the Quest 3.
Yeah, behold.
Like, you can, like,
you get three of those batteries, and, like, you have them charging on while using them. You never run out of battery. So, that's the
shit. Shit. Magazines, like a gun.
Yeah.
So you can be in the metaverse forever.
Yeah, pretty much. I will send you that links and stuff.
Forever?
Forever. For life.
Last person.
I am giving up my mortal flesh.
$1,000, dude.
What's the longest someone spent in like VR without taking it off? I'm looking it up.
Oh, probably.
I don't know, but they're probably
crazy. Dude, because like you can eat with it and you can so like you just
the hygiene is the best thing.
Imagine a year in VR.
That exists. Someone's either doing it right now or exists already.
If you guys want to be a YouTuber, a year in VR, dedicate the next year of your life to being in VR, live stream.
That's what I've been already.
24/7.
Yep.
That would be. That's the next. Subathon is.
Whoever comes
forever
out,
in
like,
VR.
Whoever comes out the other end of that alive is gonna have like the craziest neck muscles of all time, having that headset on your head for a year straight.
The way that you interact with like the world, like your sense of perception is gonna be so like destroyed forever from that point on.
Oh, dude. Okay. Wait, Pat. I'm actually curious if you had this. I don't know if this is like common or anything, but when I first got my VR headset, I got like a Valve Index like 4 or 5 years ago now. And what I did to get rid of like the motion sickness, I played VR chat for like 15 hours a day for like a week.
What?
Which is just, yeah, it was crazy. I was actually addicted. I didn't go into it with that like plan in mind. That just like, that's how it ended up happening. But it served its purpose, and I got rid of my like motion sickness.
Huh? What do you do in VR chat? Do you just talk to people?
Yeah, you just talk. You just talk, look into a mirror, and like a bunch of other things I don't get involved in. But it's literally just like a social game. That's it.
I have an idea.
We gotta do the VR chat podcast.
Come into my office.
All right.
All right, I'm stepping in.
So the world record for the longest marathon in a virtual reality game is only 50 hours. I think all collectively get a
Let's
world
Let's take a look at some records.
We'll Minecraft. We collectively get the world record together of playing Minecraft for over 50 hours in VR.
Did he sleep with it on?
Do you have to stay awake all 50 or can you sleep with it on? I don't know.
Guys,
but
I've obtained
exactly
what
caffeine.
We need.
Wait, that's a thing?
Like, yeah, it is.
Dude,
I want to buy that book. That's just fucking cool.
All right, C-Dot, what I want you to do, I want you to no-scope me a record. I'm going to do it. So close the book. I need to see it. I was going to open a random page with your eyes closed. Yeah, and then just put your finger somewhere.
Let's see. This is a timeline of Mario games. Do you want a Mario marathon? Is that what you want to do?
Just pick. Where's your finger? Your finger right now?
There might be a record section because there's also like history and stuff in here.
Wait. Close it again.
Boo.
I need RNG to determine where I go.
Genshin marathon. Dude. Okay.
Oh, God. Genshin marathon. Bundan.
Genshin takes like 100 hours, 800 hours to like beat. You should do
it.
Best-selling American sports game.
Oh, shit. Do I have to make the best-selling American sports game?
I think you do.
I'm going to make the new Madden.
The 21st installment in 2K's ever popular NBA series had sold more than 14 million units as of August 2020.
I got some work to do, lads.
You gotta
sell more than 14 million units.
We were talking
of
about neck muscles earlier, right? And oh my God, I have a story. So I was home for Christmas break and now I'm back here, right? I had to move stuff back to this place, right? And so I have these bins and stuff. I got my PC, monitors, all that stuff. And wouldn't you know it, I'm higher up in the building, right? So I got a few flights of stairs to go up if I wanted to use the stairs, right? But obviously I'm not doing that because I have elevators that work, right? Both elevators were out, or not both, all of them. There was more than two, right? Were out of commission. So I had to take these giant bins of stuff up these flights. this is painful to think about. It's a bad memory.
So it was you were carrying them on your neck
like 8 times to bring this stuff up. Like you go up like 8 flights of stairs with a PC in your hands, and I've never known true fear until that point in time. I haven't been able to move like my shoulders in like days.
That's why I never want to live in like a New York apartment. My brother lives in Manhattan. No elevator in the building. He's on floor 4. He has to walk that every day.
Aww.
And there's more. They're like, that's floor 4. And I'm like, that's enough for me. I'm fine with that. 4 is more than enough. Imagine being at floor 10 of that building. Every day you have to go down 10 flights of stairs and go back up 10 to get home. That is evil.
I know that a bit all too well.
It's leg day every day.
All right. Oh, here's one. Most viewed single player game on Twitch. On 9th of February, during its early access period on Twitch, the much anticipated Wizarding World action RPG, this is Hogwarts Legacy, attracted 1.2 million concurrent viewers. Okay. Most concurrent views for an esports event. 6.4 people logged on to witness the much-hyped showdown between esports giants.
6.4 people?
6.4 people?
Oh, League of Legends were 6.4 million.
No, you said... I was like, how is there a fourth of
a
person?
The muscle strain is getting to my brain. All right, it's going crazy. Most followers...
Okay,
on Ninja! Ninja Tyler Blevins! Ninja Tyler Blevins!
Dude, that picture of him in that page is massive, dude.
Dude.
Whoa.
So all you have to do is like run a melee tourney that gets like 7 million views and you win the record.
Easy. I can do that.
Oh my God, they explained the Zelda timeline in this. That's insane. That's insane.
They really were struggling for content in that book.
Okay. Last predictions. Rapid fire. Bam. Go. Right now. One prediction. Right now. One prediction.
Low taper fade lasts until the end of the year.
Oh, I like that.
I'm gonna go to Mets Connect this year and give Mark Zuckerberg a hug.
Let's go. Fun done.
Anna does not get a pay raise.
Yeah, I like that.
Anna gets a pay cut.
Yeah, we gotta save money, dude. Cutting corners.
Baby Yoda gets a movie.
Okay.
Isn't that actually a thing though? Isn't that actually
the new Pokemon designs are stupid. The new Pokemon designs.
Star
are gone.
Wars 10 gets announced.
C-Dot, last prediction.
Oh, it's going out next year. Okay, you're close. Last prediction. Silk Song is canceled and Hytale actually comes out.
Ooh. Okay.
Crazy.
That's our predictions.
All right,
thank
Silk
you
Song
so come much for watching.
There you go.
But make
thank
sure
everyone
that Rumble Pack hits a mil, so please subscribe.
Please.